2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8 through verse 39. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Ezinite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo the Ahahite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle. And the men of Israel were gone away. He arose, and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentiles, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground, and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. And 30 chief went down, and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed, and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David. Nevertheless he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among three. And he lifted up his spear against 300, and slew them, and had the name among three. Was he not most honorable of three? Therefore he was their captain, howbeit he attained not unto the first three. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man, of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard. Asahel the brother of Joab was one of the 30. Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah the Haradite, Elika the Haradite, Helaz the Paltite, Ira the son of Akesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathathite, Mabunai the Hushathite, Zalman the Ahahite, Maharai the Netophathite, Helab the son of Bana, a Netophathite, Ittai the son of Rabbi out of Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hiddai of the brooks of Gash, Abi Alban the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhumite, Eliaba the Shalbanite, of the sons of Jashan, Jonathan. Shammah the Hararite, Ayam the son of Sherer the Hararite. Eliphelet the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Makathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite. Hezri the Carmelite, Parai the Arbit. Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite. Zelik the Ammonite, Nahari the Berethite, armor-bearer to Joab the son of Zeruiah. Ira and Ithrite, Garib and Ithrite. Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. Mark chapter 10 verse 1 through verse 12. And he arose from thence, and cometh into the coasts of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again. And, as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him, and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Tempting him. And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement, and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he saith unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife, and marry another, committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband, and be married to another, she committeth adultery.